Year-over-year rental prices on the rise. That's what today's video is about, so let's get that intro out of the way.
In the Connecticut Tactical Realtor Podcast, where we bring you all things real estate related. So whether you're a home buyer, seller, renter, investor, or realtor, you will find tactical tips to help you along your real estate journey. I'm your host, Aaron Bowman, and welcome to the Connecticut Tactical Realtor Podcast.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Aaron Bowman here with the Bowman Realty Group over at eXp Realty. Now, if you are new here, just want to welcome you. Please like, subscribe if there's a button to do that, depending on what social media platform you're watching this on. And on this channel, we really just kind of bring information regarding real estate here locally for Connecticut and nationally, so it will apply wherever you're watching this from. And with that note, please comment down below where you're watching this from. We always get a kick out of seeing who watches our videos and where they're watching them from. Now, like I said, today's video is going to be talking about the rental increase, basically over the next year coming into 2020. So if you're a renter, this video is definitely going to be for you. And yeah, let's get right into the data here. Let's get into some of the information. So you'll see me look over here occasionally. I just have my computer screen up with some notes on it. And I'm sorry if I sound funny. I'm just battling this head cold right now. And I've taken my DayQuil and it doesn't seem to really be drying me out at all. So I apologize for that. But according to Freddie Mac, they came out with a forecast recently that said mortgage rates, as we all know, are low, historically low, and they're going to probably get a little bit lower in 2020, averaging out about 3.8%, across the board. So what that means for you as a renter, if you're watching this and you're a renter, is you might want to consider making that jump from renting into home ownership. And if you've watched any of our other videos, or if you want to, you can go back through and we talk about all the benefits of owning a home. And, you know, yeah, there are some things that come along with it as far as maintenance and stuff like that, that you may not have to do now renting. But again, now you're owning something and your money is going to be working for you, so to speak. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because if you can get into a house right now with a lower mortgage rate, that's going to give you more buying power when it comes time to buying a home. And we have other videos that we've done on that. Now, what I wanted to talk about is the National Rent Report. And that basically comes out and says that...
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
The rent index has increased 1.4% year over year. And there's a little infographic right here that you can check out. And if you go down to the show notes or wherever you're watching this from, there'll be links to our blog so you can see all the stuff there and go through all this information at your own time and check out the infographics there also. Also, if you follow us on Instagram, we post a lot of this stuff up there too. So that may not sound like a lot, but here's some numbers that we have here for an example. A $1,500 monthly payment increased by 1.4% every year adds an extra $21 to the monthly payment. Now, that equals $252 at the end of the year. So annually, you're paying an extra $252 to live in the same place that you're currently living in. So if you go over to the blog post, which is going to be linked down below, you can actually see this infographic I'm looking at, and we'll put it up right here. And basically, the median rent value raising rapidly in the United States has gone from 2012 to $1,300 up to $1,600 now. Now, for, you know, between the $1,400 and $1,500 price range, you can get a pretty nice house, even here in Connecticut, where prices are, you know, a little bit higher in some areas. Taxes are definitely higher here than most states. So why not take that money you're paying every month, apply it to a mortgage that's going to help you create some wealth and help you build equity in the house, as opposed to basically paying your landlord's mortgage right now. Now, if you have any questions about this, if you'd like to see what's currently on the market, see what your income and debt to ratio income has for you as far as buying power, give us a call. There's a link down below. You can schedule a 15-minute call with us. We'd be more than happy to point you in the right direction as far as a lender, and then be able to show you exactly what's out there in your price range and kind of compare, you know, apples to apples. This is what you're renting. This is what you could possibly have as your own. So thanks for watching today's video. Stryker just dropped down on the floor if you heard that. And we'll see you in the next one. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Connecticut Tactical Realtor Podcast. Please do me a favor, like, subscribe, and share this podcast. It would mean the world to me.